Hey everyone, it's Bubba, back with another episode. First off, if you aren't already, please subscribe, that way you never miss a piece of positivity. And a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening. I really appreciate it. And with that being said, let's jump right into it, y'all. So, first off, I really want to apologize for being gone for the past few weeks. I know I said I'm going to get better at this, and it has been so busy, and I know there's no excuse for not doing it, so I'm not even going to try and make up any excuse, but I'm back, I'm here, I'm well. So, today's question is like a funny question. So, I went ahead and printed 365 questions for a better you. And so this is a question every single day. So the last question we left off was, what was one lesson you learned today? So for today, for number 6, the question is, what is the weather like today? And I thought this was a hilarious question because I was like, who asks this on a podcast? Or even who just asks this like in general around like a bunch of people? But I gotta stay faithful to my little lesson plan. So I'm asking you guys, how is the weather today? Now, I might try and pull some deeper meaning out of this, so bear with me. The reason I think this is such a funny question is because it's like one of the most talked about topics, not asking necessarily how's the weather today when you already know, but usually when you're trying to start up a conversation, I thought this was funny that a lot of people choose this to be like, man, the weather out there is cold today, or gotta stay warm, or just like a little something like that. I felt like that was something super funny, because that's how I start almost all of my conversations. Like, if I'm in the grocery store and I see somebody buying soup and it's a really cold day and there's like a bunch of us, you know, I'll try and crack a joke even though I'm not that funny. I'll try and crack a joke about like eating soup or whatever and staying warm, and then all of a sudden, like, we're talking about soups and all our favorite soups, and it's like we're best friends within 5 minutes just by one question. And and no matter like what business you work in, it's funny how the weather affects you. Whether you work at a restaurant and a bunch of people come in to order warm stuff and it's a cold day, or it's a hot day and a bunch of people come in to order cold stuff, whether you work in retail and people are buying jackets or shorts or flip-flops and all that good stuff. But I thought it was funny because here in New Mexico, for those who don't know, I live in New Mexico, and if you've ever been to New Mexico or if you're from New Mexico, you know that the weather changes literally every single day to almost every hour. We could have rain, we could have snow, and then all of a sudden it's like sunny as heck and you're like, what is going on? So I thought that was funny. How the weather changes so quickly and how it can affect our mood, because when you think about it, like 90% of people, I want to say, stay inside when it's cold and all they want to do is cuddle up and just watch movies and enjoy the coldness from inside. But when it's hot, you see like people you haven't even seen in like so many months because they're all out and about and just enjoying the weather. And I don't know why there's this Bible scripture, it's like in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, and it's like there's a time and season for everything. I cannot think of it right now at the top of my head, and I felt like, you know, with seasons coming and going and everything and the weather changing, it is so crazy how in certain seasons of our life we can change so drastically. Like, I'm not talking about the weather right now if you guys aren't catching this drift, but in parts of our life we could go through like the hardest time ever, and then the next season we come out stronger. And you know, it's just crazy how seasons work like that in our lives. And I kind of just wanted to start ask this question, not necessarily how's the weather today, like the physical sun and the weather around you, but how's the weather in your season right now? Are you going through a rainy, kind of down, depressed season? Because I know a few people are right now in my life, and their weather is even affecting me, because it's like I want to give them an umbrella and I want to bring them inside and keep them warm, but I also know that they have to come knock on my door first before I can just go and put my umbrella and my arm over them. but I just kind of wanted to ask you guys how your weather's doing right now and how you are in your season of life. You know, right now I feel like I am in not a dry season, but more of like a that awkward period between snow season and garden season, because I feel like I'm right on the cusp of finding a career, right on the cusp of finishing college, you know, hopefully gonna be getting married in 2019 or even engaged. I'm right on the cusp of like into a blooming season, but right now I'm still going through like some of the snowstorms, and it seems like every snowstorm I go through, it pushes me back a little bit further. And it's hard because it's like, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know that the garden season is right around the corner. You're ready to bloom those flowers, plant those seeds, start all that, new life beginning. But you have to go through the snowstorm in order for that to happen. And that can be sometimes really hard. It can be frustrating. For me, I feel like God is teaching me so much patience right now. For those of you who don't know, I'm gonna be a little bit open and honest right now. I have had so many jobs, and I have been looking for a career. You know, I'm in my 20s. I know what I want to do now, and I'm ready to start doing that for the next 20 years. And now just applying myself and putting myself out there for those kind of jobs has been a little bit frustrating, because when you get an email back saying, oh, well, I'm sorry, you were not chosen, then you get really disencouraged and you're like, but I'm trying everything. And so for you guys who are going through that, who keep getting rejected, keep strong, because garden season, like I keep saying, right around the corner, and you never know, it could come tomorrow, or it could come in a few days, or a few weeks, even a few months. And just stay patient and stay strong. And you know, better weather will be here. And that was just kind of the gist of today's topic. I kind of just wanted to reach out and be a little bit more open and honest with you guys about the weather on my side of town, and kind of see how the weather is on your guys' side of town. A lot of you guys have been loving this podcast. I'm getting a couple DMs that I've just been like super encouraging, so that's exciting. And I'd really love to have guests on here, so if you guys are interested, you know, let me know and we could talk, and I'll bring up the question and we'll just do it spot on. We don't even have to rehearse it or nothing. And I don't know, guys, just stay strong, stay faithful. Kind of like with this podcast, I've been struggling the past few weeks because I've been so caught up in a little winter storm, it seems like, with family life and school and finals and stuff, that it just finally, today was the day where I said, nope, I'm planting seeds and I am going to make today a good day, even though the weather physically outside has been so cold. I felt like today was the perfect day to try and do something. But anyway, with that being said, y'all, if you guys aren't already and you want to see more into my life, feel free to follow me on social media. My Instagram is bubblybubba_, and my Twitter is @bubblybubba. And thanks for listening to another episode. I hope those small pieces of positivity and questions are helpful for you and your journey. Again, if you have any questions or would like to talk, feel free to find me on social media. And most importantly, guys, don't forget, stay positive, y'all. All right, bye.